Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another day. We bless God for making it possible for us to see the 20th day of the month of February, year 2022. It has been the mercy of God. It has been the grace of God. It has been the loving kindness of God. It has been the hand of God upon our lives. We need to appreciate the Lord for giving us the gift of life, for making it possible for us to see a beautiful day like this. Just wherever you are, appreciate the Lord. Give God the glory. Give God the adoration. Today, now, in the next few days, you'll be hearing this month going again. And we'll be stepping to the month of March. We need to appreciate the Lord. We need to worship God. We need to bless His name. Lord, I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your grace. Thank you for your protection. I thank you for your hand of power. I thank you for what you have done. I thank you for what you will do. I thank you because it has only been of grace upon us that has kept us alive. We worship your name. We give you glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic and Prayer Program. In this prayer program, we expect your prayer muscle to be strong. Listen very well. We are in the last days. And in these last days, there are a lot of things that will be coming up. Except our prayer altar is on fire. Except our prayer muscle is strong. Except we become a generator of prayer. Except we become a community and nation transformer. Except we become a fire vomiter. Except we become a carrier of grace and special fire. This last day may be very, very tough. But what I'm telling you is that the Bible says, right even in this last day, that children of the Most High God are secured. The Bible says, right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven had sovereign violence, and violent men take it by force. The Bible says, we are protected by His blood. We are redeemed by His blood. The Bible says that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, Psalm 91, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord is our refuge and fortress, our God in whom we trust. It's a psalm that I normally employ people to read and read and read every day. I know that God's protection and security is upon us, and it's upon all the children of the Most High God, all of us, wherever we are, far near, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will preserve the nation. The Lord will preserve the people. The Lord will preserve the children of the Most High God. The mark of the Lord will be upon our forehead. The Lord will preserve the government. The Lord will preserve the nation. The Almighty God will touch the leaders, and the Almighty God will work wonders through them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are believing God for a better tomorrow. We are believing God for a better work. We are believing God for a better new day. We are trusting the Lord for His working power. And we know that as we pray, as we intercede, as we pray for ourselves, as we pray for the government, as we pray for the nations, as we pray for the whole world, God will answer our prayers in Jesus' name. I appreciate the Lord for giving us another day. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Sing this song and bless His name with it. Blessed be thy name. Blessed be thy name. Oh, blessed be thy name, oh Lord. Blessed be thy name. Blessed be thy name. Oh, blessed be thy name. Oh, blessed be thy name, oh Lord, oh Lord, you are so good, you are so good to us, oh Lord, you are excellent in my life every day, oh Lord, you are so good, you are so good to us, oh Lord, you are excellent in my life. Amen. Open your mouth and say, blood of Jesus, envelope my life and my family In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, envelope my life, envelope my family. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, envelope my life, envelope my family. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, envelope my life, envelope my family. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, oh God, arise and help our nation. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise, help our nation, help our nation, help our nation, help our nation, help our nation. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Holy Ghost, overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, overshadow my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, agent of darkness, monitoring my life to harm me, destroy yourself. In the name of Jesus, agent of darkness, monitoring my life to harm me, destroy yourself. In the name of Jesus, agent of darkness, monitoring my life to harm me, destroy yourself. In the name of Jesus, agent of darkness, monitoring my life to harm me, destroy yourself. In the name of Jesus, agent of darkness, monitoring my life to harm me, destroy yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Every evil of the night, backfire. In the name of Jesus, every evil of the night, backfire. In the name of Jesus, every evil of the night, backfire. In the name of Jesus, every evil of the night, backfire. In Jesus' name we pray. Every evil of the day, backfire. In the name of Jesus, every evil of the day, backfire. In the name of Jesus, every evil of the day, backfire. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, powers assigned to scatter what I have gathered. Ah! In the name of Jesus, powers assigned to scatter what I have gathered. Ah! In the name of Jesus, powers assigned to scatter what I have gathered. Ah! In the name of Jesus, powers assigned to scatter what I have gathered. Ah, in Jesus' name, we say powers assigned to put sickness in my body. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, powers assigned to put sickness into my body. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, powers assigned to put sickness into my body. Yeah, in Jesus' name, we pray. Say power that vow my old age will be in pain. Ah, yeah. Somebody pray that prayer. Powers that vow my old age will be in pain. You are a liar. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Powers that vow my old age will be in pain. You are a liar. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Powers that vow my old age will be in pain. You are a liar. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Powers that vow my old age will be in pain. You are a liar. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, powers that vow my old age will be in pain. In pain, you are a liar. Ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, Passover blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and my household. In the name of Jesus, Passover blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and my household. In the name of Jesus, Passover blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and my household. In Jesus' name we pray. Our beloved, a few days ago, I started talking about cases that need urgent deliverance. And I've explained to you why deliverance is necessary. But the Bible says that upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. There shall be deliverance on Mount Zion, Obadiah 1 verse 17. And there must be holiness so that our possession can be possessed. So the Bible is saying that there is a need for deliverance, and there is a need for holiness also, so that what belongs to us can also get across to us. And that is why if you need a total deliverance, there are some things that I require of you. Number one, you must be ready to surrender your life to Jesus. Number two, you must be ready to humble yourself. Number three, you must be ready to be honest to yourself. And number four, you must be ready to forgive everyone that has offended you. Number five, you must be ready to pray aggressively. You must be ready to pray aggressively. I know that by the time you begin to pray, the grip of evil over your life shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. What are cases that need urgent deliverance? Beloved, if you find yourself moving backward, instead of moving forward, That case needs an urgent deliverance. When you're supposed to be a winner, you find out that you have failing every day. Then that case needs an urgent deliverance. When you find out that there's another power that is controlling you, you cannot demonstrate and exercise authority on your own, then you need to go straight for urgent deliverance. If you know you suffer from recklessness, you have been encountering chains problem, you have this unnatural movement right in your body, it shows that you have to really address this one with deliverance prayers. When you see that it's like you are operating under a curse, when you are passing through a family unexplainable case or cases or situations, when you find out that you are engaged in profitless hard work, you labor so much, but you cannot gather anything for it. When you notice that there is a particular pattern in your father's house or your mother's house that is repeated also in your life, you have been harassed by evil spirit in the dream, or you experience chronic headache or mental confusion, or you have found out that you are always being molested, always being raped, then you must quickly address it spiritually. You must deal with it very well. If you notice that adultery is part of your life, then your case need urgent deliverance. Beloved, if you are here now and you notice that in your dream you normally see some imaginary playmate, then you need urgent deliverance. If your life has been exposed to pornography while you are growing up as a small child, and that has been ingrained in your brain, you need urgent deliverance. If your lifestyle now has been backward, you need urgent deliverance. If you have a lot of jealousy inside of you, you don't like seeing somebody making it by your side, you're jealous of that person, you're envious of that person, you need urgent deliverance. If you have involved in abortion and you are now finding out that that is haunting after your life now, you need urgent deliverance. If you have been experiencing what I can call unexplainable loss of memory, you need urgent deliverance. All these cases I've mentioned need urgent deliverance. Or you find that you are experiencing what we call an holy fear. Fear that is not holy. You need urgent deliverance. Beloved, if you notice that you have been stagnated, you need urgent deliverance. If you notice that your dream has been a battle, you need urgent deliverance. If you notice that you have prayed, you have fasted, but you continually see yourself eating in the dream, you need urgent deliverance. That means it is more than just eating in the dream. There is a covenant involved, and that covenant must be broken. If it's not broken, they will still be bringing the food in the dream. And that is why you need urgent deliverance. Beloved, get ready now to receive your deliverance. Get ready now to pray some deliverance prayers. I know if you can pray these prayers, you'll be liberated in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, confess your sin unto the Lord. Say, the Lord, I'm sorry. Have mercy upon me. Save my soul. Oh, I need you, and I want you to help me. Beloved, what are you experiencing? Are you experiencing backwardness? Are you experiencing the spirit of almost there? Are you experiencing late marriage? Is there infirmity in your blood? Are there sudden death in your family? Then we need to cry unto the Lord now. Say after me, say, Father, I come before you. Have mercy upon me. Save my soul and deliver me. I confess my sin. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, I pray you deliver as many of us who have opened our mouth to speak and to confess. Save our soul, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. If you have given your life to Jesus and you want to get across to us, you can send information straight to our WhatsApp number. Note, and I want you to get this information very clear, I don't call people on phone that press one code, press this, press that. No, that is not our habit. We don't do that. If somebody is calling you that there's a service, there's a program somewhere, press this one for the program, it is not from us. So you must be very careful. We have repeated this statement often and often. We have said it often and often. Please don't get involved and don't let them just scam you at this time. We are in a very deep, dark world. And I pray God will save us and God will help us in Jesus' name. You have given your life to the Lord. Just send your information to the WhatsApp number. I'm going to call 0802-336-9298. I'm still going to call it again. So you can send your text. Just send a text or send a voice audio. That is all that I need. I don't need any other thing. Send just information. I've given my life to the Lord and this is it. And that is true. We got, our own is to continue to pray for you. And the Almighty God will minister to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Get ready to pray these deliverance prayers. These are deliverance prayers. And they must be prayed with aggression. They must be prayed with power. Say, witchcraft cage, limiting my advancement in life, break in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft cage, limiting my advancement in life, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft cage, limiting my advancement in life, break, 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 river tasokuda, witchcraft power, river choka, witchcraft cage, limiting my advancement in life, break, break, in Jesus' name, pray, say, the gathering of witchcraft elders assigned to waste my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. The gathering of witchcraft elders assigned to waste my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. The gathering of witchcraft elders assigned to waste my life, scatter in Jesus' name. We pray, say, covenant of witchcraft deciding evil judgment over my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Covenant of witchcraft deciding evil judgment over my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Covenant of witchcraft deciding evil judgment over my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Covenant of witchcraft deciding evil judgment over my life, scatter in Jesus' name. We pray, say, powers summoning me into any witchcraft cauldron, there in the name of Jesus. Powers summoning me into any witchcraft cauldron, there in the name of Jesus. Powers summoning me into any witchcraft cauldron, there in Jesus' name we pray. Say, witchcraft boards crying against my progress, there in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft boards crying against my progress, there in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft board crying against my progress, there in Jesus' name we pray. Every door of favor that witchcraft has closed against my life, open by fire in the name of Jesus. Every door of favor that witchcraft has closed against my life, open by fire in the name of Jesus. Every door of favor that witchcraft has closed against my life, open by fire in the name of Jesus. Every door of favor that witchcraft has closed against my life, open by fire in Jesus' name. Pray, household witchcraft, hear the word of the Lord. Release my blessing in the name of Jesus. Household witchcraft, hear the word of the Lord. Release my blessing in the name of Jesus. Household witchcraft, hear the word of the Lord. Release my blessing. Release my blessing. Release my blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every witchcraft eyes monitoring my affairs. Hey, every witchcraft eyes monitoring the affairs of my life, go blind in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft eyes monitoring the affairs of my life, go blind in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft eyes monitoring the affairs of my life, go blind in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft eyes monitoring the affairs of my life, go blind in Jesus' name we pray. Root of witchcraft problem in my life, there in the name of Jesus. Root of witchcraft problem in my life, there in the name of Jesus. Root of witchcraft problem in my life, there in the name of Jesus. Root of witchcraft problem in my life, there in the name of Jesus. Root of witchcraft problem in my life, there in the name of Jesus. Root of witchcraft problem in my life, there in Jesus' name we pray. A lot of things are really going on there. I can see the finger of God walking upon that person. Wonderful. Wonderful. Say, any witchcraft power that have swallowed my destiny, vomit it now in the name of Jesus. Any witchcraft power that has swallowed my destiny, vomit it now. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. I command every activity of family I do over your life to be pulled down, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Eden covenant, that is reducing my speed, break in the name of Jesus. Eden covenant that is reducing my speed, Break in the name of Jesus. Eden covenant that is reducing my speed. Break in Jesus' name we pray. Yeah, this is beautiful. Look at what God has done already. The yoke of failure has been broken. The yoke of backwardness has been broken. The yoke of marital delay has been broken. Oh, the yoke of failure at the edge of breakthrough has been broken. Shagalabarabaraba. The yoke of eating a dream has been broken. Wonderful Father. The yoke of poverty upon that brother has been broken. Thank you, Father. Bring out your mantle. You get a bottle of oil. I'm going to pray on it. If you don't have a bottle of oil, just get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father will bless you, for you are the Almighty. There is nothing you cannot do. You are the greater than the greatest. You are the higher than the highest. You are the awesome God. You are faithful King. You are the Almighty God. Lakrabo le sumpia galagusi egegeleke mbrukoti le purata sinte yakata. Thank you, Father. Now I'm going to pray on the mantle, the oil, and the water. Heavenly Father will bless you, for you are good. Let this mantle be soaked in the blood of Jesus. Let this mantle become the mantle of fire. Let this mantle become the mantle of healing. Let this mantle become the mantle of deliverance. Let this mantle become the mantle for signs and wonders. This mantle receive the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, the oil and the water, let the power of deliverance enter into this oil and to this water. The blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth mix with the content of the oil and the water. And let this oil or this water in the hand of your children begin to perform signs and wonders. As they take in this oil, every evil stranger shall disappear. In Jesus' name we pray. You can place the mantle on your head. You can put the mantle even under your pillow if you want to sleep. It can be anywhere. Yes, if you have any ailment in your body, you have any, particular part of your body that is not functioning very well, put the mantle there. Take the oil, drink it a little. If you don't have oil, drink the water. And you shout this prayer with your hand on your chest. You pray it loud and clear. Any evil thing programmed into my body while I was sleeping, get out by fire. In the name of Jesus, any evil thing programmed into my body while I was sleeping, get out by fire. In the name of Jesus, any evil thing programmed into my body while I was sleeping, get out by fire. In Jesus' name we pray, anoint your stomach and say this one loud and clear. Say, plantation of witchcraft inside my body, be uprooted by fire. I want you to pray that prayer for almost 1 minute. Plantation of witchcraft inside my body, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, plantation of witchcraft inside my body, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, plantation of witchcraft inside my body, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, plantation of witchcraft inside my body, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, plantation of witchcraft inside my body, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, plantation of witchcraft inside my body, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, plantation of witchcraft inside my body, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, plantation of witchcraft inside my body, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, plantation of witchcraft inside my body, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, plantation of witchcraft inside my body, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, plantation of witchcraft inside my body, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, plantation of witchcraft inside my body, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, plantation of witchcraft inside my body, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, plantation of witchcraft inside my body, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, plantation of witchcraft inside my body, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, plantation of witchcraft inside my body, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, plantation of witchcraft inside my body, be uprooted by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I withdraw every organ of my body from the control of evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw every organ of my body from the control of evil altar. As you are doing that, you begin to notice deliverance going in your body. You begin to notice healing in your body. You begin to notice the touch of God. Just notice. Look at your body. Look at what you are passing through before. As you are praying that prayer, you find out that the Lord will be laying his hand upon you. There will be instant healing in your body. I withdraw every organ of my body from the control from evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw every organ of my body from the control of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw every organ of my body from the control of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw every organ of my body from the control of evil altar in Jesus' name. We pray. Whatever is not working very well in your life, withdraw it from the control of evil altar, and you begin to notice a lot of deliverance going on. Thank you, Father. Lord, we appreciate what you have done. We pray that your wonders will continue in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. Thank you, Father. Lift up your prayer request. Lord, I table this request before you. You are God that answered it by fire. You are God of signs and wonders. Lay your hand on this request and let there be testimony in Jesus' name. We pray. Wave this request unto heaven. Wave it unto heaven. As we are waving it, the Lord is answering the request. As we are waving it, the Lord is answering the request, and it is settled in Jesus' name. Beloved, like I told you earlier, we don't send code to people to press on. We don't call people and tell them there's one service, come and join this and that. No, we don't. We don't call people and say press one code or press that code or follow us in pressing this one. That is not our duty. Our duty is to pray. Our duty is to help people in prayers. Our duty is also to make sure that people's prayer life is on fire. It's really ignited with power. Our duty is to have what we call solution evangelism. Our duty is to extend the word of God, extend the power of prayer to people, and for people to be liberated. Our duty also, as the Lord has given us the grace, is also to help others who are also in bondage, who are also in difficulties, who are also in problems, who need spiritual assistance and prayers. That is just our duty. Aha. We don't call people anyhow. We don't talk to me. Father, if you notice yourself, you find that many a times you call my number, the number will ring because I have a lot of things to deal with. And that is why I prefer people sending me a text through the WhatsApp and I will reply you. So we don't call people, we don't shout on people, we don't do all this what you see people doing. If you see anyone calling you, press one code, press this, it is not from me, it is not from us. We don't do that, and we are really gentle people, we are devoted Christian, we are people who are converted, we are people that the Lord has really broken down, and we are children of the Most High God. We are not fraudulent, and we are not going to be one. So make sure you are careful about them. Make sure you watch yourself. Don't just be moved by whatever anybody is saying. This is the last days, and those things will be there. And there's nothing you can do. It will continue to increase because the Bible says wickedness shall increase in the last days. That is why your prayer altar must be strong. That is why you must have an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will tell you, who is this? What is this one saying? He will be able to make you to design. If somebody is calling you and telling you rubbish, may God bless you as you catch more fire for the Lord. And the Lord will continue to uphold you. Your testimony will manifest. The power of God will come into your life and you have more testimony in Jesus' name. If you have given your life to Jesus, you can still send your information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, First Act Town. I'm your friend, Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you in Jesus' name.